Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. We got AEW Dynamite tonight, and we actually now have a lineup, which we did not have yesterday. So we've got six things announced for the show. And we're going to talk about that and a lot of other things as well. I think they're up to 2,500 tickets now. So that was what I guess they were shooting for this show. We'll tell you about that. And also, obviously, last night was the first night of NXT Spring Break-In. And in fact, we do have a new NXT champion. Trick Williams won the title in the main event. It was actually awesome. The match was great. Trick and Ilya always have great matches, and this was another one. And end of the match, it was actually very similar to a spot in the Bryan Danielson-Will Ospreay match. And I think they also did a spot similar to this in one of their other matches, where they're each in opposite corners. It's a duel in the Old West. They both raced at each other to hit their finish, and Trick hit that Trick knee first! And it'll always be the Trick knee to me, by the way. And he got the pin. So we'll tell you about that show as well. And all of the other news, not the least of which, is Vince McMahon's legal team has filed a motion. And Janelle Grant's lawyer responded. And boy, oh boy, man. We'll open up with that today. And then get into all of the other news as well. Rock's WWE talent contract details on that. Some notes on the Raw ratings. Swerve responds to Grayson Waller. I have no idea why. Jey Uso disappointed in his WrestleMania match. Plenty more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I suppose we have to talk about Vince. Vince McMahon's legal team contends that a binding arbitration clause exists in the NDA Janelle Grant signed in 2021. By the way, if anybody has any questions about this, send them to the text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I read the entire filing yesterday, and there's obviously a lot in the filing that's not necessarily mentioned in this particular story. WWEonline.com, although this is the gist of it. McMahon filed a motion in the District of Connecticut Tuesday to compel arbitration of Grant's lawsuit. This means he is asking the court to recognize the arbitration clause and send the matter to private arbitration hearings with an independent arbitrator rather than litigation. Typically, a party makes this motion when it believes that mere mention of the evidence during trial would be highly prejudicial and could not be remedied by an instruction to disregard, says Trellis Law. So, man, these filings, man, these lawyers. I mean, it's not like it's funny, but like, this is not, you know, they don't sit there and say, you know, these are the facts as we believe they are. They have the most outrageous language in these filings. McMahon's team said, by publicly filing her salacious, false, and defamatory complaint, plaintiff has brazenly and intentionally violated a binding contract to arbitrate. Filing alleges McMahon and Grant engaged in a consensual relationship and references the love letter that she wrote to him in 2021, love letter in quotes, as proof of this. Contrary to plaintiff's false allegations, plaintiff and defendant engaged in a consensual relationship during which defendant never coerced plaintiff into doing anything, never mistreated her in any way. In fact, in a love letter plaintiff wrote to defendant shortly before the parties ended their relationship, plaintiff described defendant as, quote, my best friend, my love, and my everything, praising him for being the, quote, wonderful, tender, vulnerable, heart-on-your-sleeve soul you really are. It is incredulous that plaintiff, a then 42-year-old woman who claims on her resume to have a law degree from Pace University, would have written those words to defendant months after all the events in the complaint of alleged abuse, coercion, and sex trafficking. They put that in quotation marks, sex trafficking took place. Several paragraphs in the filing refute claims in Grant's lawsuit that she was in financial difficulties or was a full-time caregiver, leading to her relationship with McMahon. At the time the parties met in 2019, plaintiff was not dealing with profound grief from her parents' death, McMahon's lawyer said, and struggling financially, as described in her complaint. And she had not been, quote, devoting years to around-the-clock caregiving to her parents. Those statements are falsehoods. Based on a foreclosure action against plaintiff and her parents, plaintiff's father passed away on April 18, 2017, 2 years before plaintiff met defendant, and his marital status was recorded as widowed, confirming plaintiff's mother had passed away earlier. Filing also notes Grant was living with her fiancé during the time of her relationship with McMahon, and that both parties were aware the other was involved in other romantic relationships. Says during the party's consensual relationship, plaintiff and defendant knew that the other was not involved, was also involved, I'm sorry, in other romantic relationships. Plaintiff was living in Park Tower, a luxury multi-million dollar building in Stamford, Connecticut, with her longtime fiance, attorney Brian Goncalves. Plaintiff and Goncalves lived in the same luxury building as defendant, four floors below, when the parties began their affair in 2019. Plaintiff would often visit defendant at his condominium at all hours, including at 2:30 a.m. to pursue their affair, and return back to her condominium with Goncalves the same night. Filing noted both parties agreed to end their relationship in 2022. NDA was drawn up and signed. Agreement includes a clause that states disputes would be resolved through arbitration. In fact, because the parties wish to preserve their confidential and private nature of any disputes under the agreement, they specifically provided in the agreement that disputes would be resolved through arbitration. And so there's plenty more here. But the gist of the story, and a lot of people had questions about, you know, what's this, that, and the other thing. So I think the gist of it is Vince's side is claiming that there was no sex trafficking. This was a consensual relationship. They have not denied the text messages. I mean, the text messages are legitimate. I mean, they were, no one's argued that. Their claim is that, yeah, they were legitimate, but it was consensual. And obviously her side is saying, no, they were not consensual, and I was forced into doing all of this. And the other big thing is that Janelle Grant's side claims that Vince stopped paying her, and so she went public. Vince's side is claiming, no, she violated the confidentiality agreement, and thus I stopped paying her. So, you know, a lot of this stuff here, I mean, to me, it shouldn't be, you know, we should be able to find out as they go, if they go to discovery, which is questionable. Like, well, what's going on here? Like, Vince's side claims that she was living with her fiancé. And her side claims, no. She was going through a rough time, and her ex-boyfriend allowed her to live with him for 3 years or whatever it was as she attempted to get back on her feet. So this is kind of like the Ronda Rousey-Drew Gulak situation. Well, what's this guy say? And we don't know, but obviously that would be one of the obvious questions. What does he say about this? Was she his fiance at the time, or was she an ex that he allowed to live there while she was getting back on her feet? So like a lot of these things here, you know, did she violate the confidentiality agreement before he stopped paying or not? I mean, I think we should be able to determine that, right? I mean, what happened first? So these are the, it is a he said, she said at this point. And each side is claiming the other side is lying. And I guess we have to wait to see where it goes from here and what John Laurinaitis' side claims. Because obviously John Laurinaitis, you know, his claim is that, you know, what she's saying is true. But I was also forced into this by Vince McMahon. And we have not seen his side of the story yet. So that is coming, I presume, within the next few weeks. There was a May deadline. So that's the gist of it. Any comments, Mike?
Well, not only his side of the story, but Vince McMahon and his legal team has not gone after him yet for saying that he's a victim in all this. They are attacking now her character in the same way that she attacked his, with trying to point out things about her. Her attorney did go on record as saying Vince McMahon has never known a storyline that he doesn't twist to fit his own shameful narrative. Her father was in home hospice during his final days, where Janelle continued to care for him around the clock prior to his death. She had been caring for her blind, wheelchair-bound mother, using the grief of someone who has lost both of her parents is an all-new level of disgusting. And then later on, and this was in a statement to Post and WrestleNomics, she said she was not dating at the time. Her ex-boyfriend allowed her to stay in the apartment as she rebuilt her life and resumed post taking care of her parents. She had no job and no other financial support to lean on, which you mentioned as well, too. One of the things that also Vince McMahon in this response is getting ahead of is this does not fall under the Speak Out Act. And that's why, and that's going to be very important here too, Brian, because this confidentiality agreement and whether or not he stopped paying her or not, is it going to cover her allegations of saying that there was sexual assault taking place? And that's going to need to be determined here, I think, on what direction this goes, as well as is there going to be any filing or anything that comes federally or state-wise out of this as well, too, against McMahon, if they're looking into him that way?
So that is, there's more on the front page. And, in fact, Dave, for subscribers, wrote an even longer and more detailed story on the front page. And he'll have more in The Observer this coming Friday. But more after the break. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, should mention, by the way, that in the McMahon filing, what they're attempting to get here is obviously all of this taken to arbitration, but also the final line in the arbitration clause reads that the prevailing party, as determined by the arbitration tribunal, shall be entitled to recover from the non-prevailing party all of its attorney's fees and costs. So they're trying to obviously get this shut down and get all their money back. So,
of course.
Yeah. We shall see what happens, but I mean, I expect it's very likely that this is, you know, not going to trial, would be my guess.
They're going to do everything they can to get it to settlement. If this fails, then just try to negotiate a settlement so things don't go any further than they have, you know, if you're Vince McMahon's side. But again, you got a guy who's doesn't have the best reputation going into this to begin with, including last year or 18 months ago, whatever it is, settling that case with Rita Chatterton, where he was accused of rape after all of these years. So, again, it's a lot of he said, she said, and there's going to probably be things that are blown up on both sides, from both sides, but yeah, I don't think he wants to go and fight this thing tooth and nail all the way to the end, but we'll see.
Also got notes on The Rock's talent contract with WWE. This was the contract that he signed to join the TKO board in January, which, among things, ended up getting him into the WrestleMania main event. And Brandon Thurston said the contract was published as an exhibit this past Friday with WWE's annual report. It allows Johnson to, quote, hire third-party service providers in connection with developing concepts, scripts, storylines, etc., with WWE's approval. So that would be Brian Gewirtz, who has been the guy who has basically been writing for him since the 90s. Part of the process, WWE will reimburse Johnson $7 entertainment for the cost of those service providers. One such person named in the contract, but their name was redacted. It likely was Brian Gewirtz. Deals worth $30 million in TKO equity. Quote, the Johnson Equity Award. And vests on the schedule
Johnson
through the end of
WWE. Bottom line, we went from McMahon's to Johnson's. That's what happened here with his good friend Nick Khan that used to hang out on, you know, on the beaches of Hawaii with him. It's a great deal for The Rock. It's an incredible deal for The Rock.
Part of the equity is for Johnson licensing his name, likeness, and certain other intellectual property rights to WWE for use in connection with certain categories of licensed products related to professional wrestling for up to 10 years, subject to certain earlier termination rights. So if they make a Rock shirt, Rock is actually licensing his license. To WWE. The IP, which includes The Rock and nearly all of his famous catchphrases, cannot be used on things like political ads, alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, porn, or pop-up ads.
They're very annoying.
Johnson is very against pop-up ads without his approval. Mm. At the end of 2023, he got nearly $491,000 for royalties, will continue to receive yearly royalties for the sale of products with the aforementioned IP. By the way, that's he made $500,000 during a period where he wasn't even there. He made like one appearance on SmackDown and sold $500,000 worth of merch and such. So
now,
imagine
where do gas station sexual enhancement pills come down on with all of this? Can he still do that?
I don't know. I would presume he would need approval. So essentially, he got paid basically $30 million for that WrestleMania run. And I don't even know if he's got like another contract, if they paid him outside of that as well.
Oh, I think he'll be okay.
He's all right.
On the board, remember?
He is definitely doing all right.
Uh-huh. That's the Johnson era. That's what you got there.
So we got Dynamite coming up tonight. And we finally have matches. These were announced yesterday. We got Jon Moxley, Powerhouse Hobbs, IWGP World Heavyweight Title. Swerve Strickland versus Kyle Fletcher in a world title eliminator match.
Let's call it a non-title match, you geeks.
I mean, the bigger issue is, didn't Kyle Fletcher get beat on Saturday?
Yeah.
Now he's in a world... Yeah. Oh, whatever. And then Anna Jay versus Mina Shirakawa. Hmm. We will hear from Chris Jericho.
I bet you that gets one of the higher segments on the show. I'm willing to bet that for some reason that bucks the trend of women's wrestling not getting as good a ratings as some of the men's stuff does. I bet you on that one. I bet you that one's up.
Then we've got Chuck Taylor. Must choose between Orange Cassidy or Trent. What?
Oh, come on. Jesus.
I'll get back to that in a minute. And Willow Nightingale has her TBS championship
I hope
celebration.
They do it. What's that gimmick? Maybe one of your daughters has got it. Remember that thing you used to like, it was like origami or whatever. You used to like open it up and
oh,
you
yeah.
have different
They just made
on
one the
it.
Other day.
Yeah, but like, is that how they're going to decide this? Like, you know, whose friend are you going to be? Like, I don't know, I got to do this first and whatever happens. He can pluck a flower. Will it come up with orange or will it get... This is dumb.
All I know is this.
You know it's the truth, too. You're about to sneeze.
I'm about to sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts.
So,
I was happier when they didn't have a card. Are you better now?
Well, I mean, I was not happier when they didn't have a card. Nor was this person here, by the way, who messaged me on Twitter. They said, quick note regarding your comments this week on Observer Live about Dynamite ticket sales for Jacksonville. I can speak for myself and many of my friends. We were all totally open to buying tickets, even though Dynamite was here just a few months ago. Biggest reason we won't be attending is the fact that nothing was announced in advance. Promotional materials leading up to the event featured Ospreay, Okada, Mercedes, the Young Bucks, Danielson. If there was any assurance that they'd actually be there, I would be running to buy a ticket. Nothing announced, I'll be watching from home. Can also say I'd be really upset if I purchased a ticket based on the marketing and none of the talent listed above appeared on the show.
You didn't want to see Daddy Magic against Evil Uno, I guess. That's what he's saying right there. Give me some stars. Give me some things that are going to be happening around this joint. And by the way, apparently Swerve Strickland was on the Jacksonville, one of the TV stations there. So that's a good thing. Getting your people out to do media, especially your new champion. Try to get him wherever you can.
Now, I got to ask a question for all of the hardcore AEW fans, of which I am, which is why this is actually so astonishing to me.
So it's a rhetorical question?
Kind
what are
of.
You doing here?
Okay, so the best friends... have been together since the day this company started.
Day one.
Okay. So then they did that match, you know, and Trent got beaten, and then he turned on Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Chuck Taylor just kind of stood there. Okay?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And then...
Confused.
And then there was the Dynamite show... And they said they were going to talk to Orange Cassidy about this. And they said, no, actually, he'll speak on Rampage. Okay. Now, to be fair, I missed that Rampage. But also, so did everybody else because it did, you know, under 300,000 viewers. Something happened on that show. I couldn't tell you. And then now it's Chuck has to choose between them. I feel like I've missed months of storylines. Can somebody explain this to me? Lenny? Somebody?
What like, does he have to choose?
What have I missed?
What did Orange do? Like, if he's
I don't
choose,
have any idea.
Yeah, if he's
I have
got
no
to
idea.
Choose, Orange is probably a horrible person. He might be a rotten orange, apparently.
What's that, Dom?
I have an answer for you.
Okay. Oh, so you don't have an answer. Oh, you do have an answer?
Yeah, I do. I got it.
Okay.
So I believe Orange was getting jumped post-match, and Trent was going to absolutely murder him with, a chair. Chuck comes in, saves Orange, and that caused Trent to be like, who are you with, me or him? I think that's what it was.
Okay.
But he saved Orange.
Okay,
but
between them and him choosing tonight, I mean, was there like, did Tony, in storyline, did Tony Khan go, okay, Trent, you must choose on Wednesday? Like, did I miss a segment where they announced it on Wednesday? Did someone do an interview? Was there a promo? Was there anything to connect these things together or no?
I want to say after Chuck saved Orange, preventing him from getting killed by Trent, Trent, like, as he's backpedaling up the ramp, threatened Chuck and said, you're making a decision next week.
Okay. So he said this backing up the ramp.
Yep.
So I didn't.
Calling him
okay.
Chunk now, too?
No, like not that. Chunk. That's terrible. That's what WWE is doing now. Anyway.
It's a dumb idea. And I don't know. Orange Cassidy, I guess, doesn't really need to be in a group. You can use him, utilize him like you do Darby Allin, and people will respond to it. You know, are Trent and Chuck better together? Well, you're trying to reestablish your tag teams. At least I would hope you're trying to do that. So just get it out of the way. Have them both beat them up tonight and be done with this whole stupid best friends thing until a bunch of shows later where we have our happy moment again where Excalibur can say, give the people what they want and they can all hug and people can all go, oh man, what a great story that was.
I don't think they're all going to hug tonight. Someone's going to make a choice. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection.
NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, spring breaking is over.
No, it's not.
We have week two next week. Well, the first night of spring breaking. Next week's show has Obafemi against Ivar for the NXT North American title. Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus AOP for the tag team titles. Natty versus Lola Vice in NXT Underground, which I actually expect to be really good. And the corner people are Carmen Petrovich and Shayna Baszler for Lola Vice, who used to team with Natty. That's the storyline. Thea Hale versus JC Jane. And trying to pronounce his name. Tyreek Igwe and Tyson DuPont.
I have to see the names here.
Did you watch the show last night?
Well, most of it, yeah.
Okay. This Tyson and Tyreek, I believe his name. Mm-hmm. There was a video package because they're coming next week. We have never seen them before, ever. And they do this video package. At one point, they each very quickly say their name. I had absolutely no idea what their names were. And at no point anywhere ever did they put a graphic on the screen with their names. Or I don't know if they have a team name. I have absolutely no idea. Why is this so hard for every company? Like, I watch every company and there's so much simple common sense stuff that just doesn't happen. And I don't get it. So anyway, they're debuting next week. Whatever their names are, whatever their team name is called, we will see them next week, hopefully with a graphic. Now, with that said, I did like the show last night, particularly the main event. I know you will find this very difficult to believe, but Ilya Dragunov and Trick Williams was awesome. They are incapable of having a bad match, because Ilya Dragunov is absolutely incredible. And Trick Williams can and will go in there and do an Ilya Dragunov match. This is not Ilya Dragunov working a match, a Trick Williams match. This is, I'm going to kill you. And in response, I want you to try to kill me. And it was just absolutely great. Place was going nuts. Whoop that Trick chance. I mean, it was awesome. And then finally at the end, they, see, when I saw this, I immediately thought, okay, they just stole a spot from Danielson and Ospreay, which I have no problem with, by the way, because I watched that match. But they each, you know, they did a double down. They both crawled to the corner. They looked across at each other. Each of them has a move where you run at each other. And so it was like the old West duel, you know. In the Danielson match, it was Will was going to go for the hidden blade. Danielson was going to go for the flying knee. And I think Danielson hit it first on that one. Could be wrong. But anyway, they both race at each other. And the Trick knee wins out. And my God, when he hit that Trick knee, they went nuts. And he made the cover. And he got the pin. And this place went so nuts. Like, the cameras are shaking. Like, and not, you know, a guy going like this, like in WWE. Like, it's a hard cam shaking because people are stomping their feet and going so absolutely crazy. And then Ilya gives him the title, gives him a massive hug, leaves, gives him his moment. And, I mean, must we do it again? Why in God's name did this not happen at Stand and Deliver? Because you know what, Mike? Hey, booking aside, okay?
Yeah.
Booking aside.
Yes, sir.
Look at the reaction they got.
I know.
From how many people fit in that building?
15. I really don't know.
It ain't 1,500.
It's only on three sides, right?
I mean, I estimate 400. I mean, maybe someone will tell me more, but
and there's nobody on the hard side of the camera. Right?
I mean,
nobody.
Listen, if you had 400, if you had 1,000 people in that building,
Let's say 500. All right.
It sounded like a good 10,000. Do you realize that Stand and Deliver, NXT Stand and Deliver, they drew 14,507 fans. Can you imagine what the reaction would have been had Trick Williams won that title instead of in front of 400 fans, instead of in front of 14,507 total maniacs on WrestleMania weekend? It would have been an all-timer. But instead, they did Trick and Mello in a straight match. Carmelo versus a babyface murderer. And then a mere 3 weeks later, they give Trick the title anyway in front of 400 people. I was just like, God, this is another one. Why is this so hard? Why is this so hard? Anybody?
Well, now I got a question for you. Got a difficult decision. Got a hard decision for you to make. Ilya Dragunov. Main roster? You keep him in NXT?
Oh, he's going to the main roster. We already know he's going to the main roster. He declared for the draft.
Well, that's true.
They're not going to go, heading to NXT. NXT's Ilya Dragunov.
Look, Apollo Crews and Odyssey Jones are a part of this draft. We could hear that. I mean, technically, are they part of the main roster? I guess that they are. But Ilya Dragunov, I mean, with this draft, can't you still be, you know, end up in NXT?
You're not being drafted from NXT to NXT. It's not happening. Now, I've got a list.
Does that mean Roxanne is up too?
Hold on. I got a list, okay? Because this is not an official list. These are my predictions based on watching the show.
So this is some S you just made up.
I didn't make it up. But this is what I think is going to happen, but I don't know. So I guess you could say I made it up. Okay. Based on this show.
Your NFL draft coverage right here, brother.
You know what? You mock, but get back to me after the draft. Okay.
All right.
Roxanne retained the title over Tatum and Lyra. Okay. I presume Roxanne is staying. I don't have any idea why.
What a sin.
This is another one.
No.
Why is this so hard? Do you realize half of her gimmick is that she is like a 21-year-old prodigy or whatever?
Yeah.
At this point, by the time you call her up, it's like Bayley was like the hero to little girls in NXT. And by the time they brought her up, she was like 30. So how long are we going to wait? And you know what? This is not just an NXT thing. Where in God's name is Nick Wayne?
I don't know.
They hired him at 16. 16! So that on his 18th birthday, he would debut as an 18-year-old prodigy. And where are we? He has had, what, 4 matches in AEW all year. His mother does more talking than he does on the mic. He's literally a few months away from now being 19. Not even 18 anymore. I mean, what is the point of hiring young people and then not doing anything with them until they're old? So anyway, I think she's staying because she's the champion.
To be fair, he's wrestling crash matches in Tijuana now. He's actually had
He's getting pushed the hardest, not in AEW.
Yeah.
That's where they are taking advantage of the 18-year-old prodigy, is everywhere except AEW. So anyway.
She should have stayed in GCW. Him and Jordan Oliver.
I think Roxanne is staying. I believe Roxanne is staying.
That's a sin.
Okay. Now we had Fallon Henley and Jada Parker. Okay. Jada Parker of Out the Mud. Who, by the way, you know, if you look at all of the other green women, I'm talking the green ones. Not, you know, in NXT, it's like they got people that are really good and they got people that are green. And I would not consider Fallon Henley one of the green women. But Jada definitely is. She's had, what, 3 matches, whatever? So,
looks great.
She won. Clean.
Yeah.
Pinned her clean in the middle. She had a running hip attack and pinned Fallon. And the moment I saw that, Fallon Henley's getting drafted.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were making fun of me earlier. I thought you were making NFL draft jokes earlier. Now all of a sudden I'm right?
Oh, I got jokes, and I'm not saying, look, there, you're talking about obvious things here. You banged your hand on the table and talked about obvious things. You brought up Tiffany Stratton probably before, in theory, she was completely done with NXT. The character is there. How she can put matches together, we'll see. But then again, she can work with people on the main roster. Things have worked out well so far. But that's why, like, Roxanne and Fallon, I don't know what else you could possibly do with them in NXT. It's time for them to probably come up. Because with, again, who is Fallon going to work with there on a consistent basis that's going to make her better? Like, the gimmick is down. The whole thing is kind of down. She's got to look. And now she has people on the main roster in Tiffany Stratton. You can kind of bump up again. So she should be up on the main
roster. Yes, Fallon is going up, I believe. And then we had another Sol Ruka Blair Davenport match, which, by the way, God,
it was horrible.
Let me ask another question. No, you might have heard this one before. Why is this so hard? You're literally in Florida.
Well,
you've advertised a beach brawl. Why can't we brawl on the actual beach? Instead, they surrounded the ring. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Beach balls. Okay. You know what a beach ball is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really soft, full of air.
Uh-huh.
And those inflatable donuts that you float in,
yeah,
filled with air.
Use that as a weapon.
Yeah, and then those kick pads, which, yeah, you know, those are also somehow full of air. They're designed to float. They're so light.
Very flimsy boogie boards.
They are freaking hitting each other with this stuff and selling it. Mm-hmm. And I'm dying.
That's
and the only good thing in the match was Sol at the end did her Sol snatcher or whatever
that is
off
incredible.
The ropes instead
Holy
of the corner
smokes.
She did it off the middle rope. It looked even more awesome, and she pinned Blair clean in the middle.
Her legs
now,
were so long I thought they were going to hit the rope, so that is an amazing move.
I will say this in storyline, okay, and by the way, yeah, they got bumped into a ball pit too, and that was stupid.
Yes, they did. Why
and
they
that's coming from me who got bumped into a kiddie pool and sold it. But the difference is I am allergic to water.
And you had a slip and slide, which makes it extra better.
Now, I will say that in storyline, Blair Davenport put Sol Ruka out of action for 9 months. Because when Sol tore her ACL, they did the phantom attack and Blair was responsible, okay? So it is possible that this was just a blow-off to a long feud. But it wasn't really a long feud because Sol just came back. So I watched this and my presumption was Blair Davenport is going up to the main roster.
You know, I would have said that until she got to NXT. To me, she's shown nothing, and I don't know bringing her up to the main roster unless you got some good plan. I don't know, man. I don't know.
And then we had Baron Corbin and Lexus King, and it was not completely clean. Lexus King kicked him in the ding-dong and then pinned him with his finish. But Corbin's, he's out of here. He's going back to the main roster.
Babyface Baron.
And Ilya Dragunov has already declared. And so those are the names I think are going up. Baron Corbin, Ilya Dragunov, Fallon Henley, and Blair Davenport. And I should also add that at the beginning of the show, they had a meeting backstage. God, these meetings with Ava, they are something else.
Oh,
it's her and Adam Pearce. Oh. And Nick Aldis is on, he's FaceTiming on a TV screen behind him. Who, by the way, had, like, anyway. So that guy's good even on TV.
He's great.
But the point is they're all talking about the draft. And Adam Pearce made a point to say, you know, they both said, you know, we're looking at all the talent tonight. We want some people up. And Adam Pearce did specifically say, you know, we're looking for women for Raw. So I think Blair and Fallon are probably are both going up. So anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we do have an update here. You missed the pre-show angle where Trent Beretta gave Chuck Taylor an ultimatum and he has to decide tonight on Dynamite. Took place on 0 Hour.
Why couldn't he just decide right then and there? You're the dude that you've been rolling
well,
with.
Well, you gotta put some thought into it, you know.
I guess.
Gotta put some thought into it.
I guess.
I like when I want an answer that is in my favor, I demand a person give it some thought first.
I can't wait until, like, you finally hit Craig in the head with a chair and then Vinny's got to stand there and actually decide, has this man gone nuts or not? Is there something wrong with this man? It's like, you know, what did you do? Nothing. Well, then, you know, you should be pissed off at the person that hit him with the chair or, in this case, the knee.
As far as it says, assuming Thea beats JC next week, I could see JC going to the main roster. Maybe Thea is the one to beat Roxanne for the title. Well, the problem is that the draft is, like, Friday and Saturday. So my guess is that anybody who they wanted who is going to be drafted, they put on night one and beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible and everything, but...
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who stays in NXT or if somebody goes down there. I mean, obviously you have the rotating people like I think AOP and Karrion Kross is, but I do wonder if we are going to get somebody who gets drafted down or again, gets moved over. Odyssey Jones is a great example. Apollo Crews is a great example. You can do a lot more with them in NXT than you're ever going to do with them on the main roster. Because I hate this for Odyssey's sake, but we saw some of those guys who have come up recently, not the least of which is Obafemi, and you're going to get into that shuffle spot again of how many people can you have going at once.
Oh, we got the draft rules. Forgot about those. So, anyway, we'll read those tomorrow. We got time.
We do.
Talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
USA News.